Let us pray the congregational prayer. Loving God, we come before you today, seeking your blessings and your protection from the allure of sin. Heal us with your love, that we might love one another. Show us the truth we have found in Jesus. Strengthen our resolve to spread your word and ways, and remind us that your guidance is always present through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you pray with me? Our gracious and loving Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We want to thank you for your amazing grace that saved us, that changed our lives and brought us into your eternal kingdom. By your grace, we can do things we never thought possible, and we can reach heights we never thought we could reach. But Lord, we need even more grace today, because we live in a difficult world, and each day has its challenges, and we don't know what a day will bring forth. But we do know that your grace is always sufficient, and we rejoice in that. So today, we give you thanks, and we glorify your name. Loving God, as we follow the news of progression towards war on the Ukraine border, we pray for a change of hearts and minds, for de-escalation, and for diplomatic dialogue instead of going to wars. Should this situation escalate into war, it will be both Ukraine and Russian families that will suffer the loss of fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, brothers and sisters, children, homes, neighborhoods, and ways of life. But you are a God of peace and love, not war and bloodshed. Though the things that make for peace may be hidden from the eyes of those driving toward war, we pray that those eyes may be opened and that peace may yet prevail. We pray for our community and those that are all around us. We pray for our president and his cabinet. We pray for the men and women of Congress and lawmakers, those of the courts of our land. They need the influence of the Holy Spirit as they make vital decisions day after day that affect us, not only today, but for years in the future. We are thankful for all those that know you and call upon you for your direction and guidance. And we know that there are many of them. We pray for your influence in the affairs of our nation. We pray for a revival of godliness and righteousness and holiness in our nation, and for the forces of evil to be defeated. We pray for those who have lost loved ones from coronavirus during the pandemic. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and may they find in you their source of strength and the courage to go on. We pray for those with illnesses and physical problems among our church family, Sarah Beth, Ann Harper, Carl Howell, Marge Wilson, Evelyn West, Deborah Freeman, and Alan Godall. We also lift up shut-in members Phyllis Murphy, Lorraine Massey, Wick Hopper, Fred and Faye Gillespie, Dee Bryant, Wayne Dawson. Merciful Lord, you are the great physician, and you know just what they need and how to meet all of their needs, both physical and emotional, and we uphold them this morning. Thank you for your presence with us right now in this service, because we sense that you are here. We want to be drawn closer to you. We want to be encouraged and uplifted and challenged in our personal lives. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.